I thought about telling a fun story, and then my friends were like, no, tell the other story. Okay, so, yeah. So, like, everyone here, I online dated, right? Like, pick a site, whatever, who cares? Some sites you meet people to have sex with, apparently. No one told me that when I signed up. So, and then the other thing you should know is that not every woman wants to get married on the first date, dudes. You know, like, every girl, I went through a time where, like, getting married on the second date would have been okay. But, So I'm on the site, and this guy emails me probably more than just, like, hey, what's up? So I emailed him back, and he wants to meet on Friday night. And who meets on a Friday night, man? I'm probably going to waste it, you know? But I agree. And then he calls me. Or no, I guess it's Saturday. Doesn't matter, I guess. And then he texts me, and he's like, oh, I have to show my parents around D.C. I'll text you when I'm done, and we'll get together. Okay, whatever. So I'm waiting around. It's the time he's supposed to text me, and he doesn't. And I wait for like an hour, and I'm like, fuck this, man. I call up my girls, and we go out. And so then he calls me. I'm on my way to Fells Point, probably. And he calls me, and he's like, hey, you ready to go out? I'm like, dude, you're an hour late. I'm headed out. Sorry. And he begs me to go out with him on Friday, this following Friday night. It's sad. Begging is sad. So I said yes. So I come home from work, getting ready to go, and he texts me, and he's like, and he lived in Northern Virginia, and we were meeting in Columbia. Okay, because Applebee's is a great place for a first date. So, you know, so we meet in Columbia, you know, that venerable halfway between D.C. and Baltimore Point. Yeah, and so he wants to know if I'm on my way. He says, call me when you're on your way. But I wasn't, so I didn't call. So he calls me, and he goes, are you on your way? I'm like, dude, you told me to call me when you're on your way. I'm still early. Calm down. And he says, well, I'm on my way from Northern Virginia. Cool, man. So I leave my house. I account for the rush hour traffic. I got my GPS. I get parked. I'm there 5 minutes early. And I text him, and I'm like, I'm here. And he goes, okay, I'm a few minutes away. Something that you should know about me, or maybe girls in general, I don't know, but I get hangry. You know, that place where you don't eat dinner and then suddenly someone asks you if you've had a good day at work and the only thing you want to do is cut their head off with the you know, the butter knife at the table. It's not cute. And it doesn't usually impress dudes on a first date. So I eat beforehand. And then I look like the anorexic girl, you know, because I'm not eating. But anyway, so I had snacked appropriately. I was ready to go. It's the time, right? And I'm waiting for him, and then the time starts ticking. 5 minutes go by, 10 minutes go by. I call him. Hey, I'm here. He says, I'm a few minutes away. Okay, whatever, man. 15 minutes go by. I've now completed one crossword puzzle on my phone. 20 minutes go by. 25 minutes. Now we're a half hour late, and now that's it. I'm hangry. It just happened, just like that, like an atom bomb going off. And I don't... 35 minutes. Now you better watch out, because now bad things will happen when this dude shows up. 45 minutes late. I text my friends, and I'm like, I get to leave now, right? The only thing I can think about is eating a Chick-fil-A sandwich. That's the only thing. But I'm so hangry that I can't think clearly enough to use my GPS to find out where the Chick-fil-A in Columbia is. So I'm stuck at the place. So I sit down at the bar, and right when I'm ordering a drink and looking at the menu, this guy shows up, like 55 minutes late. And he's like, do you still want to eat? Dude, I'm hangry, man. I don't really have a choice. Now I'm stuck with you. Okay, I'll eat. So I'm holding it all. So we get a table, have a drink. I'm holding it all together, trying to be friendly, chit-chatting, all this stuff. I get up to use the bathroom and come back. And then the waiter says, do you want another drink? I can't have another drink because I'm still kind of hungry and I need to be able to drive home, man. And I say to him, oh, I can't drink. I have to drive. And he looks at me. He gets this funny look in his eye. And he says, are you spontaneous? Do you consider yourself a spontaneous person? What's the real question, man? Because what are we going to do, jump on a table and dance? Like, that's not what you want to know. So I say to him, what's your real question? And he goes, well, if you wanted to have another drink, we could get a hotel room. Are you serious? Where are you going to take me? Like the hotel, like the Marriott Columbia Mall? Like, where are we going? In Columbia. The the worst part is, remember I said that I wasn't looking for like wedding bells or anything like that. If we had, if he had come the whole way to Baltimore, it would have been a whole day, but whatever. getting a girl drunk and keeping her from leaving, but then she can't. Dudes. Girls like to feel safe usually. Just say. So then, but it gets worse. It gets worse because I'm hangry, so I can't get up and leave because I gotta eat, man. So then I'm like, no, dude, I can't get a hotel room with you. No, I'm not. And then he goes, well, and then so some little chit chat, whatever. And then he says, do you know what a man and a woman could do at a restaurant? I looked at him and I was like, dude, I'm not having sex with you in the bathroom. And then I offended his sensibilities. He was like, no, oh, no, I would never do that. He just asked me to go to a hotel. He said, sometimes a person, usually a woman, can slip their foot out of their shoe and put it, whoever wanted to hear this word, touch a man's penis. First of all, I'm 5'3", man, and I wear kid shoes, like my Hello Kitty shoes. And the table was, like, so wide, like, way wide. And second of all, I had lace-up shoes on that night, which is even more ironic. And I was like, dude, no, man. So I guess, like, the moral of the story is that you should be clear with dudes or girls, whatever, that you're not a hooker. And first of all, if I were a hooker, I'd be worth more than a dinner at Applebee's.